Hello, my friend, and welcome to Molly's Mornings. I'm Molly Williams, and I am so excited to be here with you. This is going to be more of a raw look, a behind the scenes, very personal take on what's going on in my life and how I am working with the energy of this season and time. And let me just start off by saying, if you hear chirping in the background, it is because I just got baby chicks and they are so cute. This has been a manifestation of mine for years, maybe a decade, actually. I have dreamed of having a little farm, a micro farm with bees and chickens and a garden and flowers. And every single year, even though I live in the village in upstate New York, in a little town, I've done flowers, and then I got a fountain, and now I have a fire pit area, and I have bird feeders. So every year I get a little bit closer to that micro farm vision for myself until I can actually manifest living out in the country and having all of the things. But this year I said to myself, why not? Why not? I thought Flora is the perfect age to learn how to care for animals and grow up with animals and chickens and different things. And she loves being outside. And I just felt so called to jump right in. And that's where I think this conversation, let's call it a conversation, begins, is why not? Why are we not doing the things that we want to do? And I'll share with you why I haven't had chickens in the past is because I have had a million stories around it. My parents think it's crazy to get chickens. You travel all the time, Molly. Who's going to care for these chickens? And you know nothing about chickens. And it's too much responsibility and it's too expensive. And everyone, it seemed, had something to say about these chickens. And you don't want that size coop. You got to go bigger. And it's a lot of work and you don't know what you're doing and the cleanliness of it all. And over time, I adopted these stories as my own. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never had chickens before. I don't know about a coop. Is it challenging? Is it going to be okay? I have cats, etc. But this year and recently with the eclipse, I decided and made a conscious decision to say enough of that. Enough of the stories running my life, enough of the reasons to not, and more of the reasons to do it, more of the reasons to be it, really is the takeaway here. If I want a micro farm, if I want to embrace the slow living, that's the life I've created for myself, is that my husband and I are home full time. We work from home. We're home with Flora. This is what I've built. This is what I've created. I have the Wild Minds app. That is my full-time job. I am the breadwinner of my family. So why not enjoy what we have? If we are home, why not celebrate that? We're outside all day long. That's my job, is to be grounded and feel good. So I think that is really the energy moving into the new season, is taking ownership of what you want, letting go of the stories, especially the stories of others, and moving forward with this confidence in your manifestations, but also your ability to receive. When I decided that I was interested in the chickens, it all came together very quickly. There was a coop available. The chicks were for sale at the store and they were so cute and they had the right minimum and everything just happened. And suddenly what felt extremely overwhelming became very easy to navigate. It actually isn't that hard. I mean, this is like day one, so follow up with me when I've had more chicken experience, but it really has felt so fun and so easy. And my point in saying this is, again, let yourself want what it is that you want. we have powerful energy right now, if you're listening in real time, around manifestation. And it's always a good time to manifest, don't get me wrong, but there are energetic times where it is more potent and more powerful, and you can really maximize your efforts. And this is one of them. We are, if you're listening in real time, in the month of May, experiencing astrological events that are potent and really driving us towards the big opportunities, attracting our dreams, attracting financial abundance as well. So of all times, this is really it to get clear on what it is that you want and allowing yourself to receive it. I think that with the chickens, it was always like, well, I'll wait till I live here, or I'll do that when I have X, Y, and Z. And then I quickly realized, why am I waiting? Why not? All of the questions around what is it that's really holding me back? And the moment I stepped out of that, everything unfolded in a beautiful way. So if you're in the process of manifesting something and it doesn't feel like it's flowing, it's possible that it's really up to you to decide, no, I want this now. I'm not going to wait until I have X amount of money or it all lines up perfectly. There were a lot of reasons to not get chickens right now, and I'm using this chicken reference. You're probably laughing like, oh my gosh, enough about these chickens, but it's kind of a metaphor for a lot of things in life. It is okay to let yourself want it right now and trust that it's going to work out for you. I know for myself that I am a manifestation teacher. That is what I do. I have an app, Wild Minds, around manifestation. So I often feel a lot of pressure to have these huge manifestations come through for me. And that's something that I've had to work on pretty extensively. What manifestation actually resonates with me, what would make sense for my career, for my following to see. And that shouldn't even be a thought, truly, but in spiritual spaces, that is a consideration. I know that you are watching me. I know that you care about my journey as I care about yours. And so I always want to do right by my audience and be authentic. And I want people to see me thriving. So oftentimes I want things like my Defender, which is coming. I feel that it's coming any moment. I want things like the multi-million-dollar home in South Florida and a farm, like I just said, and more babies. Lots of things in this big abundant life. But I also think it's really important for me and for all of us to ground in the manifestations that are in the here and now. And that really, again, comes back to the chickens, where I may not be able to get that Defender today, but what I can do is get a chicken coop and have this beautiful memory with my family, with my daughter, and a great summer. And I recognize this last summer as well. I don't know if you followed that, but I had an Airstream on my vision board year after year, summer after summer. I wanted the Airstream, but instead last summer, I actually was presented with the opportunity to have a pop-up, and we renovated it, and it ended up being the most fun and magical experience. Flora was so tiny, and we brought her in this pop-up, and we decorated it, and it's so cute. I can't even tell you. It's on my Instagram if you want to check it out, but it is adorable. And honestly, sitting in that pop-up with the screens open and the light pouring in and the beautiful air, I realized if I would have said, no, I want the Airstream, that's my manifestation, I'm going to wait to experience camping until I have that Airstream, I would still be waiting, unfortunately. But because I opened my heart and I said, what can I manifest right here and now? The pop-up came to me, which is so exciting. Moral of the story here, why I'm sharing this, is that it all works together. And it's really up to us to just listen to our desires, listen to what's coming up for us, listen to what feels activating. And yes, the bigger manifestations are essential. That is alignment with our highest self, with our potential. We want to know where we're going, but we also want to lean into and explore what feels good to us right here, right now. And that could be something small or it could be something big. And for me, this time and chapter of my life is all about creating memories, experiences. So I am really focused on manifesting all of the small things that actually become big things. Flora will grow up remembering the chickens and remembering how fun that was. And my neighbors, which are all family members, are going to laugh hysterically when they see them outside. And they love coming to my garden. And I have dinner parties in my garden. And it's so fun. And it's going to be really special for everyone. And special for me to look out my kitchen door and see the chickens roaming around, something I've wanted for years. So don't be afraid to update your manifestation list to get really clear on what it is that you feel called to do right now. Yes, in the future, that's important too, to check in with those long-term manifestations, because this is a powerful time to see that connect. But I also have this theory right now that the small manifestations are actually leading to bigger ones, because the more we embrace this frequency of manifestation, of the good high vibe energy that we've been seeking, the easier it will be for those longer term manifestations to start to pour into our lives because we're feeling good. We get knocked down when we spend, I don't want to say we get knocked down, but it can be a struggle sometimes to hold the faith and trust that something's coming over a long span of time. That can be hard work, to be honest, to be patient, to stay the course, to stay focused. So we almost need these little things in our lives to build us up and to make us feel good. So if you need permission in this moment to have fun, to get the concert tickets, to get the outfit that you want, to go on a trip, to do a retreat, whatever it may be, I want to be that person in this moment to say, go for it. Please go for it, because it's all working together. It's all working for you. Sometimes, especially when it comes to financials, we feel like we should wait, we should save, we should be responsible because we have these longer term financial goals, right? So we want the Miami house or whatever it may be. And it feels like, well, if the goal is to get to the millions, I better not spend the money on X, Y, and Z now, or I should be more responsible. But in my opinion, and I'm not a financial expert, but I do have zero debt, which is insane. And I feel like a big part of that is living in the moment and being very intentional and being very purposeful. And while I don't have millions in savings either, I would say that that balance of life and harmony and living and being open to receiving is just so important. It really, really is. I think sometimes saving turns into waiting, which turns into pressure and expectation. And I'll say to you, at the end of the day, there are no guarantees that if I make it to the South Florida house, the multi-million dollar home, that I'm going to be any happier than I am in my backyard with my chickens and my family. And that is the truth. We have to get really comfortable with knowing that it is up to us with how happy we are. It's up to us with how happy we are on a day-to-day. So if you can find happiness now, you can find happiness anytime, and life just gets better and better and more beautiful maybe. But at the same time, is it more beautiful or is it just different? So I think a lot of information here, a lot that I'm processing myself, a lot around abundance and what abundance actually means to me. And I feel this frequency of financial stability is coming in now with such clarity for a lot of us. What does financial stability mean to us? And how can we really work with our finances to feel good, to feel that wholeness that we are so seeking? It's almost like we got so focused on the big numbers that we lost sight of what the smaller numbers can really do for us and how valuable that is. And I think that's in large part because life is expensive, it's scary, it's tough, but I also want you to acknowledge how well you're doing. Truly, that we are all navigating this time that is such a huge, huge deal. I mentioned earlier, just a few moments ago, about being debt-free, having $0 in debt, and that is across the board. So that is loans, that is credit cards, that's home, that's car, everything. And this was something that happened for me pretty recently. I had a couple of remaining things that I needed to pay off. And I will tell you, how I got there is not by pinching pennies and working my ass off and doing all the things. It is exactly through the meditation that I shared on Wild Minds called Debt Free. It was appreciating every single debt I have. I know that sounds so counterintuitive, but it was me saying to myself, I am so immensely grateful for this credit card that let me go on the bougiest trip of my life with Corey to Italy a couple summers ago, or whatever it was, or the other loan that I took out during the pandemic that helped me build Wild Minds. And our home and our car is old now, but it's been so faithful and such a gift, and just getting into that appreciation for abundance. And I'm kind of going all over the map here. I hope you're following me, but truly, if you want to be debt-free, get and fall in love with your debt, meaning get involved with your debt, appreciate your debt, swoon over your debt, fall in love with that debt, because it was an invoice for something that hadn't happened yet, right? It made something possible in your life, and that is so sacred. And me appreciating the debt unlocked so many opportunities to honestly just manifest solutions out of it. I manifested grant opportunities. I manifested unexpected checks and random things. My information, my address book on a invitation site was literally hacked, and I was given a settlement offer. I mean, you cannot make these things up. The universe has a plan. Again, why I'm sharing all of this is a potent time around financial abundance, security, saying yes to your life, to the things that you want. And they kind of come together with the chickens. Again, coming back to the chickens, because I think that's probably one of the number one blocks when it comes to not saying yes to things in our life is, I don't have enough. I don't have the money to do that. And what I want you to get from this behind the scenes long conversation about my life is that it's okay to meet yourself where you're at financially, to appreciate what you already have, to welcome in the opportunities, even if it is debt. And I know, again, I'm not a financial planner, but appreciate the opportunities to have an invoice for something you receive in this moment that you may need to pay off over time. That is okay, in my opinion. We are in this new time, an era of life where we are really looking at what matters most and what we want in life. Do we want to hustle? Do we want to grind? Does working harder mean a more successful life, or does success mean working less, having more time with your family? What does it all mean to you? And I certainly am right in the thick of this energy, identifying what it is that is most important to me. And right now, as I look out my window and I look at these little chickens on the floor here in this wash bin that I inherited. It's old. I'm just thinking to myself, wow, like this is success. And I know that sounds crazy, but this is what I've always dreamed of, is talking to you and having a friendship that I am so excited about, and having something that feels safe to people, like Wild Minds. I get to show up every single day and make people feel seen and heard and appreciated. And that is the greatest gift, to know that when I wake up in the morning, I have already impacted thousands of people. I can't even really begin to describe how much that means to me. And I think moving away from the numbers of it all, because if you caught my last behind the scenes talk, I was really in the throes of the financials, and is it all worth it, and how do I make it worth it? And in this moment, I'm saying to myself, it's absolutely worth it. It's all worth it. And I feel so much gratitude, and I feel so grounded in that appreciation. So I hope that you could follow this. I know it was all over the place as per usual, but let me know what you're feeling, what you're up to. I am going through a lot of different practices around what we've talked about here on Wild Minds. The details are always in the show notes. There's also a 3-free day trial if it's something that you want to check out, but you've been kind of nervous about. I completely understand that. Who needs more apps? But I'm biased. I really feel that it's worth it. And it's also so fun to be a part of something truly special. I mean, it's a startup. There aren't that many of us over there. So it's an energetic community that is building and growing. And you get to be a part of that from the early days. And I think that's so exciting and so cool to know that your energy contributed to this thing that is evolving and changing, and that you are contributing to its success every single day. And I know for myself, when I go over there and I practice in the morning, I can feel, and I say that sometimes in the practices, I can feel the energy of everyone listening alongside me. And it's so loving, it's so supportive. And I think that's because we are all connected. We are all meant to be there for some reason. So if you feel that call, please join me over there. I hope that you are doing well. I hope you have a beautiful month. I will be sharing a lot of chicken related photos, I would probably say some videos as well, on my Instagram at Molly Loves Mornings, if you would like to check that out. But for now, I hope that you'll join me in bringing your palms together. I know I don't usually do a closing, but it feels right. May you be well, my friend. May you have the love and light of support around you, and may you be peaceful and share that peace with the world. I am so, so grateful for you.